This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, before we get into important stuff, I just thought, I found a study that I just thought was so... All right, first of all, do you know what the word catfishing means?
Yes.
All right, what does catfishing mean?
Well, for thinking about the same thing, catfishing is basically when you have one person... It has to do with online dating, or basically
correct.
One person is using, you know, a phony identity or a phony picture to... you know, establish some sort of relationship with someone online, and then that they're basically catfishing the other person.
And I'm trying to figure out where the term would come from, other than catfishes are bottom feeders. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure where the term is. You're exactly right. That's exactly what it means.
Well, and it started with that movie, that documentary that came out, and then Now it's
part of the vernacular.
Yeah, and now it's a show on MTV and everything. So.
Oh, all right. So that's what. See, I didn't know that. See, anything on television. Well, I shouldn't say anything on television. I do know Game of Thrones, and I do know So You Want to Be a Millionaire. So I do know some stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a new study out, which is kind of falls into another duh category. There are at least a couple of duh stories. Does sex make you, having more sex make you happier? Well, unless somebody tells you you have to do it. Then, I mean, if somebody tells you you have to eat hot fudge sundaes, it's not going to make you happier. The issue is not the activity. The issue is the imperative. So, I mean, the studies like that, you know, make me want to, I mean, unfortunately, we don't print them out anymore because we're trying to save paper, because I used to get a real kick out of ripping them up. So ripping up my computer doesn't seem like all that modern idea. I don't know. Call me silly. But all right. So the idea is that they did a survey. And first of all, the study is already flared. It's already flawed and flared because they did, I think they did 300 people at the University of Connecticut. Doubly flawed, between the ages of 17 and 36. Everybody was heterosexual. And what they did was they showed you pictures of people and said, would you date them or not? And the science part, I use science in heavy italics, is that they would take two pictures of Manny, one sort of maybe on a smartphone, and another they would sort of do a little photoshopping on him. So maybe his cheekbones got a little higher and his eyes were a little brighter. And they did the same thing, obviously, with women. With women, they did one sort of unretouched and one retouched. And the idea being the retouched ones weren't so much photoshopped, although they probably were a little bit, but they did more hair and makeup and whatever. And I actually had some pictures done the beginning of this year, and I sent them off to a friend who said, are you trying out to be a Clairol model? No. And I think part of it is people who've known me for a long time have basically known me for the last X thousand years. I've had short hair. And now I decided on kind of a whim to grow my hair. And it's amazing how much it changes. I don't think it changed all that much how I look, but everybody else thinks it does. And changes it hugely. So, to the extent that occasionally people haven't recognized me, I don't know. But at any rate, so hair does make a difference for both men and women. And so guys said that they surveyed all these people, and they said that guys trust women less who have a lot of makeup. So my Clairol pictures apparently would trust me less, but they would date me more. So it turns out that men decide that how you look is much more important about whether or not they can trust you, and they're willing to take a flyer, right? Which is kind of depressing. I mean, it's depressing no matter how you look at it. If you're a man, it's depressing. If you're a woman, it's depressing. And for women, they were really consistent. They both trusted men who looked better and dated men who looked better. So guys, you know, maybe you need to get in the Clairol model. But well, and the whole thing about online dating, it sort of tickles me in that the notion that that somehow online dating is more is less dependent on how you look I think is just plain ridiculous, because no matter what the profile is, if you don't, first of all, if you don't put a picture on, if you just put the profile on, that you're going to get an eighth, which is, you know, basically you're going to get about 12% of the number of responses you get, no matter what your picture looks like. So no picture, everybody's assuming that you were a cyclops, a hairy cyclops. We're both men and women. So no picture. So the idea, but if you said Nobel Prize winner, multimillionaire, well, I don't know, the multimillionaire might offset no picture, but Nobel Prize winner, great dancer, I'm going to, we'll cook, we'll bring you breakfast in bed every day of your life. No picture, you're still not going to get many responses. All right, so that's number one. And so the idea that it's based on something other than the way you look is nonsensical. And then they do this study that says men say, oh, no, you know, you can't trust her. But could I have her phone number? Which, if you think about it in the long run, even the short run, it means that a lot of men who are doing online dating, especially at this group, are not looking for a partner. Or they're looking for a partner, but a short-term partner, not a long-term partner. Because you really don't want to get involved with somebody you can't trust, right, for the long term. You can't trust them, you can't trust them.
Right.
But, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of drinks, a couple of rows in the hay, why not? But that's what the depressing thing for me is that they're going in with that assumption.
Yeah.
If she's really attractive, she's obviously, you know, she's not going to look like this. She's not going to be like this. I can't really trust her. But why not? It's depressing. All right, so that's my depressing story number one for the day. I mean, and my computer's frozen up. I think my computer understood that I was not happy with that story either. All righty, 855-99-375-69. Where did you meet the woman that you're dating?
We met online.
You meet her online?
Yep.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point, I knew about, and I haven't sort of done my little survey for a while, but I should do it again. I knew probably 20 to 25 people who were dating. And I would say at almost, I think with two exceptions, that they had met each other online. Most of them did not admit to it, but I knew that they had, because it's just really become an acceptable way, certainly over the last 20 years, of finding people. When I wrote Dating for Dummies originally, computer dating was just beginning. And I said at the time I thought it was a great way to increase the pool size, but you had to take certain precautions and yada, yada. And you should date within a 25-mile radius of where you lived, because long-distance relationships don't work, and all this kind of stuff. By the second edition, which is 5 years later, I increased the section of computer dating, you know, just a huge, big section about how to write an ad. And because at the beginning, computer dating, originally, you have to remember that people did not have personal computers. I know it's hard to believe. So most of the people who had computers were science geeks, and they were essentially guys. And so computer dating in its first iteration was afternoon delight. You know, I'm married, you're married, you want to get together. And I think a lot of the people who were on online dating were in the business of sex, which gets back to the sex make you more happy, make you happier. More happy, I think, is not English. So by the second edition, I had expanded it hugely. And then by the third edition, I expanded the social media part. And I think social media as a dating device is awful, because it basically, I have no problem with computer dating as long as you understand that you're really dealing with a stranger and that you need to be careful about that. But that there's really nothing wrong with it. It does tend to kind of support the shopping mentality of, you know, well, you know, you're great, but let's see who else is out there. And people need to be aware of that to a certain extent. But a huge number of people that I know met that way. And again, I have no problem with that. I just think you have to be a little careful about it. Do you want to know, this is a good question for you, Manny. Do you know what group is the most commonly on dating websites?
I guess
it's wrong. Somebody asked me this. Take a guess.
I'll take a guess during the break. Or I'll think about it during
the break.
All
right, but no fair researching it. No Googling it.
I won't.
All right, fair enough. 855. The rest of you can guess as well. 855. No Googling. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You know what we haven't done for a while?
What's
an
that?
An email.
Yes.
I know. All right, so how about an email?
Let's do it. This is an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
This person says, Dr. Joy, here's a tough question for you. I have been working with a person with mild antisocial personality disorder. and in parentheses they say, yes, I have researched this.
We love the internet, yeah.
For about 6 years. She seems to target me more than anyone else by talking behind my back and spreading gossip. To most people, she acts really friendly and wants to know all about their lives. I actually avoided her for 3 years until they moved her desk away from my desk this year. Now, when I try to have group conversations with other ladies, she laughingly interjects snide comments about me in the conversations. How can I have relationships with the positive people in my office without her trying to sabotage my efforts?
Well, honey, look, you're going to hate my answer, but this sounds like a classic person who's just really lonely, and she sort of subscribes to the Brown dictum, which everybody does, because it's not really the Brown dictum, it's everybody subscribes to it, hence the Brown dictum, not the other direction. I'd rather get attention from positive, but if I can't get attention from positive, I'll get it for negative. And she figures that you just don't like her, which has some reality to it. So the smartest, best, most efficient, easiest, most charming, most moral path to your solution is just to be nice to her. And you don't, it's, you know, Anna and the King of Siam theory of life, you don't have to actually like her, but you can pretend to, you can make sure that you smile at her and, you know, maybe, bring her, you know, an extra jelly donut or something, or ask her how her weekend went, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything tangible, but just the idea that you're interested in her, that you like her, because otherwise she figures she has nothing to lose, that you don't like her, that, and it may be that she would just assume you may be an alpha woman, you may be the woman that everybody looks to in the office, and so she would really like to have you as a friend. And she's desperately saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. And because you keep ignoring her, she's just going to up the ante. So what she figures, it's kind of, I mean, if this sounds like junior high school, you're absolutely right. But that's one of the problems about people who, I mean, a large number of personality disorders, if you think about it, can just be classified as grow up. Right? That, you know, I want what I want, and I don't care about other people. I mean, that's a five-year-old temper tantrum, right? You're not the boss of me, and that's a five-year-old temper tantrum. That, you know, everybody likes me and hates you. I mean, that's kind of maybe a seven-year-old temper tantrum. So I guess we're sort of moving along some evolutionary scale slowly but surely. So the idea being, try charm. I mean, what do you have to lose at this moment? And you don't actually, and be careful that you're not gossiping about her either, because there's going to be some pot stirrer in addition to her in the office who will tell her that you said, well, she's really easy to con. You know, I pretend that I like her, and now she's my new best friend. You may also want to look back and make sure that there's not some event that defined a relationship. And, look, some people are easier to get along with, but people that are easy to get along with, by definition, don't cause as much grief because they're easy to get along with. So what I would do, rather than just trying to ignore her to try to convince, and, you know, and I've had this situation, there are a couple of people, understand, you know, I'm at the movies or theater essentially, you know, every weeknight and sometimes on the weekends. So, and over the years, I've been doing this for a while, and so I know most of the people, and they know me. And every once in a while, there are a couple of really irritating people who are not, who shouldn't be on the list, and somehow they con somebody that they write for their, you know, their condo newsletter or something, so they say they're in print or whatever. So they, and it's not that we're sort of checking everybody's ID at the door. That's not my job. That's a publicist's job, and they don't do a terrifically good job of it, to be quite honest. But, and so they're always, you know, somebody will say, well, what did you think about this? And no matter who's talking to me or what they're talking about, I mean, somebody was actually telling me about a friend of his who was suicidal and was asking my opinion. So it doesn't make any difference what the topic is, that other people were talking with me. And sometimes it's of global interest to all of us in the room, and sometimes it's very personal because they know that my real definition is as a psychologist, a therapist. This person will always sort of intrude. They'll say, oh, yeah, well, I had a friend who had that problem, and what they tried was leeches. Or, well, yeah, but that movie wasn't very good. And so it happens all of the time. And I used to just sort of try to ignore the person or sort of walk away at that moment or just wait till they stop talking and then resume the conversation as if they hadn't said anything. But what I realized is, first of all, it was not very nice on my part. Second of all, it was not necessarily very effective. She wasn't stopping. And so what I finally would do is I would, when I would see her, instead of moving away from her, or if she sat down next to me, I don't think I actually moved away because I'm reluctant to do that even on the train. I just think it's so hurtful to somebody to move away from them. Even a stranger, I'm not willing to do it. But I would, you know, sort of turn away, or I'd pretend I was on my phone or something. And what I decided is that this was pointless, and that she was really much more to be, you know, to be pitied than disliked. And so I just started being nice. I would just say, hi, how are you? And to a certain extent, it I would not be being honest with you if I said the problem was completely obliterated, because it wasn't. But at least I don't feel, she doesn't hurt my stomach as much. And I don't feel quite as badly about being a stinker to her. And clearly, and it has, the problem has abated a bit, that she's less likely to interrupt, because she knows that she can get my attention, and I assume that she does this to other people as well. I'm just more aware of it. And there are, I mean, I know she does it to other people because people roll their eyes. But still, I mean, that our job, I think, on this planet is to cause as little grief and as much pleasure and happiness as possible. And I think this woman really falls well into that category. And I'm not suggesting that she's not irritating, because this woman is incredibly irritating. And if I could tell you how she looked, and she has one of those voices that grates, I mean, there's really no redeeming social value about her, except that she's clearly lonely. Nobody likes her. She's a pain in the neck to everybody and knows it. And so, but she was being a problem to me. And so the way that I dealt, I can't deal with her personality structure. I can't change that. She's not asking for my help. But I can make sure that it doesn't impact me as negatively, because I really felt terrible. I mean, she'd irritate me, and then I'd be irritated with myself for being irritated at her. So I just decided, pretend that she is likable or worthy of at least kindness, because I think most people are worthy of our kindness, and sometimes, and it makes us feel better about ourselves, and sometimes it will offset the issue a little bit. So what I would encourage you to do, believe it or not, is just include her a little bit more, and just as simple as saying, hi, how are you, how was your weekend, see any good movies, yada yada, all right, because it'll make you feel better, and it may offset her behavior just a little, all right. I know, not exactly what you want to hear. I suppose if that advice doesn't work for you at all, you can go get a voodoo doll and stick pins in it. No. Did you see American Idol is ending in 2016? It's because the ratings are plummeting.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite sort of I told you so's, except, you know, is the self-driving cars are having accidents. Like, yeah, okay. Oh, well. Look, it's a project in, you know, under construction, in progress. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, if it's any comfort on the self-driving cars, they've been driving since September. There are 50 of them on the road. There have been 4 accidents. All of them were under 10 miles an hour. 2 of them had human drivers at the helm, and supposedly none of the 4 of them were the car's fault. That's what my mother says. We call her Crash. 855. Manny, too. Manny the Crash. Manny and my mom.
Yeah,
Mommy.
I can tell you some stories about car accidents that I've been in. None of which have been my fault. But.
Hair-raising, yeah. I know. Well, so you could have a self-driving car, and then you could blame the car. Except apparently they weren't the car's fault. Joy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How am I going to help you?
All right. I have a question for my best friend. She is about 26. I tried to get her to call you, and she wouldn't do it, but she's having issues with her husband right now, and from what I understand from her point of view versus what I've seen, they've been married 10 years. He has a 9-year-old with a previous girl who isn't really in the picture. It's and then they also have a 2-year-old together.
Okay.
And the main issue is that she wants to, you know, she complains about going to work and coming home and being a mom. He works night shift, she works day shift, so they don't see each other at all.
Yeah.
She wants to have at least one night, like one night every 2 weeks. She doesn't even care. She just wants a time to be able to go out and have some fun, make some friends, because she complains about how she has no friends. And he doesn't let her do that. He gives her this guilt trip about how he has no friends. And he has, like, you know, this depression thing going on. He's tried medicine. He tried it, like, once or twice, and it made him too sleepy or something. He gave it up. He won't do counseling. He won't try anything. He pretty much just says, you know, he guilts her into not going anywhere, and then she becomes miserable, and about every 6 months she has a mental breakdown, and this time she's actually talking divorce. And
all right, how old is her husband?
He just turned 30.
Okay. So she was actually married at 16?
No. They've been together for 10 years. She's...
Okay, you told me married 10.
Yeah, they went to... Yeah, sorry. They've been married... I'm not sure how long they've been married. I know they went to prom together, so I know that they've been together since she was like 16.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how long they've been married, because you had said 10 years, which meant she was married at 16, which is very young, and could
right.
be part of the problem. How much longer is he going to be on night shift and her on day shift?
It's one of those things. He works at a place that he makes the most he could ever make.
No, I get it. But
yeah, child support. He can't afford to get another job.
Does he? Does he work 7 days a week or 5 days a week?
He works 5.
Okay, so when she says she wants a day off, does she wants to go out, not with him?
No, she would love for him to go. He doesn't want to leave the house. On his days off, all he wants to do is either sleep or play video games.
The place to start. Is, I mean, first of all, I think if she's really smart, and I'm sure she is, if she's, what's the highest level of education she's achieved, you know?
She has high school.
Okay. What I would think about...
The husband's really smart.
Good.
Like, the husband's, like, too smart, you know what I mean?
I don't think there's such a thing as being too smart, but that's my own prejudice, all right?
Well, so say for the example, the reason he won't go to counseling, he knows they're paid, like the way he says it, he knows they're just paid to listen. There's no point in telling them because they're just silently judging him.
Well, he's not that smart then, because that's a misunderstanding of therapy, among other things. So,
yeah.
I mean, why would all those people... You know, I mean, really smart people, including people like Woody Allen, who is not exactly the poster boy for therapy, but he's certainly not stupid. But presumably there are a lot of very smart people who go to therapy, and they're not stupid. So why would
right.
they be going to therapy? So, I you know, he's not that smart. I'm glad he's smart. All right, so here's what I do if I were her. The first thing I would do is figure out something that he likes to do. And presumably it doesn't have to be on a Saturday night or a Sunday night, that I don't know when, you know, when his shift starts and hers is over. But, I mean, going and, for example, getting a babysitter or getting the next-door neighbor or maybe trading off with somebody else who has a young kid. So she watches their kid for a couple of hours in exchange for they watching her kid for a couple of hours and go over and have dinner with him. So
well,
that
yeah,
they're
that,
having...
That's, he tried. Like, he doesn't want to do anything. Like,
well, but, no. Joy, if she's going over to where he's working and she takes him dinner on his dinner break, it's not in any way upsetting his. I mean, it's not him having to go out on a day off. It's on a work night that she's going
true.
Over. And,
but
right, so.
That's the issue is she works. You know, she works like six. Let's say she works 6 to 4 every day.
Okay.
He works 9 p.m. to 5:30.
So what happens between 4 and 9?
She's taking care of the baby and sleeping.
Where's he?
At 4 at 9, he's sleeping, getting ready for work.
Well, but I mean, presumably, what time does he get off work?
He gets off work at like 5. He works like 45 minutes
right.
away from the house.
So if he gets home at 6 and he goes to sleep at 6, or maybe
no,
the
no,
two
no.
of them
he
have...
He has to watch the baby. Like he comes home, he watches
Listen,
the baby.
Listen, at this moment... that it may be that what they really need to do is get a baby, especially over the summer. And here's what I would suggest.
They refuse.
You have to stop talking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, especially over the summer, that they get somebody in, and they get a high school kid or a college kid who can, for not very much money, for a couple of hours, watch that kid. So either they go out for breakfast together, or they have lunch together, or he gets a couple hours sleep. They need to find some time together, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And not only maybe on the weekends, but find some time during the week because that's less stressful. Maybe one day a week that that she gets up early and has a breakfast with him before she goes to work. Maybe one day a week she goes over to, she gets somebody over. What is that noise?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm driving.
Why don't you pull over, because I don't want you in an accident. Okay?
That's what I just did.
Good woman. Okay. That maybe one evening she takes a picnic dinner over to his office and somebody else watches the kid for a couple of hours. Because you're talking about them being so unhappy that they're talking about divorce. Who's going to take care of the kid then? I mean, it's not going to make things any easier in terms of scheduling. It's going to make things more difficult. So for right now, while they still have a marriage that's maybe limping along, but it still works, to get somebody in to watch the kids for a couple of hours so that they can have a little time together. Second of all, if she's really smart, instead of saying, look, I want to go out with the girls one night a week, take a class someplace, because she'll meet people of her own age and she'll be learning something, and she's setting some path in motion that'll, once her kid's a little older, won't be able to get a better job, because it's, and a lot less threatening to him, because he figures if she's going out with the girls, they're all single, she's going to have something to drink and dance with other guys, and I mean, it's just, it would be threatening to him, to her as well, if the roles reversed, if he says, look, I just want to go out with the guys, and all the guys were single. So they need to find some time during the week that, you know, that at least one day where she inconveniences, she either gets up a little early, goes to bed a little late, and spends some time with him, and some night during the week where she goes and over to his work, so they at least have some time together. Then when she needs, if she wants to get out, I think she's much smarter to find a class someplace to take, which will get her out of the house, it'll get her some intellectual stimulation, it'll provide for her having a better job at some point. So he doesn't have to, if she makes more money, maybe he doesn't have to make quite as much, and so he can at some point shift to days, because night shifts are really, really tough to organize. And in addition, that she finds something that he really enjoys doing, that if he enjoys video games, see if there's not a video game convention going on or something. So, I mean, plan things that he likes to do on the time that that he can do them. And, I mean, because presumably they care about each other, and divorce isn't going to make the scheduling any easier with the kid. It's just going to be a little less irritating to each other. So that's what I would suggest. Don't focus on going out with the girls. Take an education class. She gives up a little bit of sleep one day a week to have breakfast or lunch with him. That she takes breakfast or dinner over, or she takes dinner over to him, so they have a little bit more time together. And to plan things at least one weekend a month that he enjoys doing. And so he gets in the habit of thinking, well, it's really fun. But I think the clue is going to be somebody, especially over the summer, watching the kid for, you know, not very much money. You can have somebody watch the kid, and the kid will thrive on it as well. The other possibility, which I don't necessarily recommend because I think it's a short-term solution, is her working night shift as well, which doesn't take care of the child care issue, but at least take, I mean, the issue of child care is a lot easier to take care of than the issue of the marriage. And so I'd get somebody in to kind of spell them, both of them, a little bit. And then she can also take some classes that have Mommy and Me where child care is built in. So tell them, you can have them listen to the podcast a little bit. All right, next time tell her I'm not scary. She can call me.
All right,
Joy, thanks for being the messenger. Joan, you'll be next. And Helen, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My daughter has her first baby, a little girl, 10 months old at this time, and she was reading on how to get the baby to sleep through the night, and it's okay. The more gentler method that you go in after 10 minutes of crying and rub her back and then put her back down. Well, that didn't work so well.
No, I think that's a terrible idea. I mean, what it does is tell the kids pretend to just holler for 10 minutes and mom will come in.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it would reinforce it for sure.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think about that? She's a teacher. She's got to go back to school in September. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. And we've got a while then. All right. So has the baby ever slept through the night?
In mom and dad's bed, which is a real bad idea.
Bad idea. Yeah. Man, she's doing it all wrong. Oh, well. All right. So how long did they keep the baby in mom and dad's bed?
Well, they didn't start off that way, certainly. She has a crib and so on. But when she'd cry, every little time she makes a peep, you know, off they go, and they grab her and pick her up.
You can tell this is the first time baby. There are actually things in the subway now. There are posters in the subway that say babies sleep best when they sleep alone. And this is the subway, and it's a biracial child. So the idea is that notion of putting your baby in your bed is a disaster. I mean, it's disastrous from the baby's health, but it's also a disaster from the baby and the parent's mental health. All right, so how long did they keep, I mean, how recently did they take the kid out of their bed?
Probably last night.
Okay. All right, here's the deal.
They try to put her down several times a night. When she falls asleep, they put her back in her crib, and this goes on several times through the night.
All right, this is a terrible idea. What they're teaching the kid is holler and mom and dad will come and get you.
Exactly.
All right, so, and she's going to be doing this when she's 15 years old, which is not healthy. All right, so here's the deal, and you're going to have them listen to the podcast because they're not going to be thrilled with this. The idea is that they now have to, they've taught this infinite, adorable child, this little tabula rosa, a whole bunch of really dumb things, which is crying, mom and dad will get you. You don't have to sleep by yourself. If you get wet in the middle of the night, all you have to do is make a fuss and they'll come and get you. So they have to unlearn it. And the longer they wait, the harder it's going to be on that kid. So that's what they have to remind themselves, is it's not going to be easy on them, but what they're doing is disastrous for the kid. And you know, most parents, that's the problem about parenting, as you know, we have to think about the long term as opposed to the short term. Short term is, I'm sleepy, the baby's crying, I'm going to go back to bed, I'll put the baby in bed with me. It's a disaster. I mean, it's a good short term solution. It is not a viable long term solution. Okay, so the first thing they have to do is understand that they've now taught for the last 10 months that make a noise, we'll come and get you, we'll come and take care of you. So now we now have to unlearn that, all right? That's number one. So it's not going to be instantaneous. They're best to start this on a time where they can afford to lose some sleep, because this is not going to be instantaneous, all right? And the thing they need to do, is this child walk yet?
No.
Good. All right, we need to do it.
They're holding on.
All right, well, because once you can walk, then and turn doorknobs, then we've got a whole different problem. So we really need to start this. The child, I assume, is on solid food at this moment, yes?
Pardon me?
Is the child on solid food at this moment?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Breastfeeding as well, but solid food, yes.
Does she get any bottle or breast anymore at all?
Yes, still the breast.
Okay. So the thing to do, what time do they put the baby down?
Oh, I guess they start by about 8.
What time do they go to bed?
That's kind of depending on the way she is. She just, you know.
Do they stay awake for a while? Or do they go to bed?
They stay awake probably till about 10:30.
Okay. A better way to do this, because that baby's going to wake up all during the night, is sort of make the last breastfeeding should be at 10 o'clock when they're, and don't watch the news, don't vacuum, don't get the breakfast ready for tomorrow morning, just go to bed. Everybody goes to bed at 10. So we start, let's assume that she's on the breast for 15-20 minutes. So what we do is she on, how often do they feed her during the day?
On demand. Breastfeeding on demand.
What about solids? Breakfast and dinner?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the plan. If mom's teaching during the day, I mean, first of all, babies, certainly at 10 months, should not be fed any more than about, you know, any more frequently than about every 3 hours, 3 to 3.5 hours. I mean, and certainly with solid food, she should be able to space out at least that far. All right, so that's number one. And if not, especially at 10 months, mom's not getting enough breast milk in there, baby's not getting full enough, and so the baby's going to be cranky and waking up all the time anyway. So on demand is okay as long as it's not any closer than about 3 or 3.5 hours, number one. Number two, toward the end of the day, I don't care what she does earlier in the day, but towards the end of the day, let's say that the last feeding is at 10, we'll say, 9:30 or 10, that the feeding before that should be, because she's not being fed any more frequently than 3 or 3.5 hours, that you feed her at, say, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And sometimes, depending on what pediatrician says, sometimes it makes some sense to load, to give the baby some solid foods at that moment as well. I don't particularly care about that. But she should be fed, breastfed, and kept awake for that interval between the next to last feeding and the last feeding. Once she's had that last breast, everybody goes to bed, okay? Make sure she's in ultra-absorbent Pampers, and if she wakes up in the middle of the night, let her go. Just let her, and she's going to fuss because she's been taught, and she's going to fuss for more than 10 minutes. She has been taught that all I have to do is fuss and mommy and daddy will come and take care of me, and that's pretty cool. We now need to teach her that mommy and daddy will give her huge amounts of attention during the day. She gets to sit on mommy's and daddy's lap. We get to play. We get all, our belly is full. We're still breastfed. But at the last, from 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, she's on her own. And the hard part is going to convince mom and dad not to go and get her.
Yes. So crying it out, pretty much.
Yeah, and she should be fine for that. I mean, and if we'd started this before, and then you can shift it so it's, instead of 10 o'clock, that you can shift it till 11 or 12. But the idea is that the next to last feeding and the last feeding are piggyback 2.5 hours apart. So it's a much shorter interval, but you have to keep her awake, and she's going to want to go to sleep. You have to keep her awake so that by the time she gets...
On the breast.
Pardon?
She falls asleep on the breast, of course.
Well, wake her up.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can do is you can have dad start giving instead of breast at the next to last feeding, do bottle.
Okay.
But the idea is you've got to keep the kid awake, and then for the last feeding, everybody goes to sleep. Make sure she's in, and because she's had two close together feedings, so her tummy is full, she's exhausted because you've kept her awake, and she should put 6 to 7 hours on, right?
Okay.
But understand, you got to let her fuss, because she's going to wake up. Alrighty?
Exactly. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.